Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to take a Hoover stab and turn it into something much bigger than a nostalgic rave hit. We're going to arrange it like a real deep jungle atmosphere element, so it feels like part of the track's architecture, not just a loud synth pasted on top. The mindset here is important. Don't think of the Hoover as a lead line. Think of it as event design. In darker jungle and drum and bass, the listener should feel the stab arrive. It should answer the drums, threaten the bass line, and shape the energy of the phrase. That's the real goal. So let's start in Ableton Live 12 with a clean MIDI track and a solid Hoover source. Stock first is absolutely enough here. Wave Eatable is a great choice because it gives us control, movement, and width. But analog works too if you want something rawer and more immediate. If you want to layer later, an instrument rack gives you a nice way to build a dirty mid layer with a thinner high layer on top. For the core patch in Wave Eatable, keep it simple. Use saw waves or a saw and square combination. Detune them a little. Add some unison, but not so much that it turns into a cloudy mess. You want that aggressive harmonic body, that slight instability, that classic Hoover pressure. Then shape the amp envelope like a stab, not a pad. Fast attack, medium decay, low sustain, and a release that's short enough to leave space for the drums. That last point is huge. A lot of producers accidentally turn a Hoover into a wash because the envelope is too open. In deep jungle, you want punctuation. You want the sound to bloom, hit, and disappear before the next drum event. If the stab is too polite, add a little saturator. Just a little drive can give it attitude and help it cut through the break without becoming harsh. Now before we get fancy, audition it in context. That's an advanced habit that saves you a lot of time. In drum and bass, sound design decisions are arrangement decisions. If the Hoover sounds huge in solo but fights the snare and bass in the full mix, it's not actually working. Put it against your break in sub early and let the track tell you what it needs. Now let's build the phrase. In a deep jungle arrangement, the Hoover usually works best as a response element. So instead of filling every bar with notes, give it space. Try one or two notes in the midrange, maybe around F minor or G minor if you want that darker center. Place the stabs around the empty spaces in the break. Put one after the snare, one on the offbeat, one just before a phrase change. That call and response relationship is what makes the sound feel integrated with the drums rather than floating above them. A good way to think about it is like this. The breakbeat already has motion. The Hoover doesn't need to create all the energy. It just needs to punctuate the motion and make the listener feel the shape of the section. If you place it right after a snare accent, or in a little gap before a fill, it feels like it belongs to the groove. Now comes the real magic, automation. This is where the Hoover stops being a static synth and becomes a living part of the arrangement. Automate the filter cutoff so it starts darker and tighter, then opens up as the section builds. Automate resonance a little if you want more vocal edge before a transition. Automate width or unison so the sound begins narrow and focused, then grows wider and more unstable as you approach the drop or a switch up. You can also automate saturator drive so the later hits feel dirtier and more urgent. The key is contrast. Don't make everything ramp in the same way. Use a few fast moves and a few slower ones. A quick cutoff rise can feel like a mini riser. A slower width change can feel like the sound is expanding into the room. Then snap it back to a more centered, controlled state before the next drum phrase. That kind of reset gives the arrangement tension and release. If the Hoover still feels too static, drop auto filter after it and animate that too. A low pass or band pass sweep can make the stab sound like it's moving through fog, which is perfect for deep jungle atmosphere. Keep the motion subtle if you already have automation on the synth itself. You don't want random drift. You want layered intention. If you want a little more menace, add a very gentle frequency shifter. Tiny amounts only. The goal isn't obvious weirdness. The goal is instability. That slightly unsettled movement is golden darker drum and bass, because it makes the sound feel alive and a little dangerous. Now let's make sure the Hoover sits properly in the mix. Use EQ8 and carve it intelligently. High pass it so the low end stays clean. Keep it out of the sub range completely. If it clashes with the snare body, trim a little around the low mids. If it gets too sharp, soften the top end. If you need more bite, a small boost in the upper mids can help. But always check it in context, because the mid-range in jungle is crowded. You've got chopped breaks, res layers, snares, atmosphere, vocal bits, maybe FX tails. The Hoover needs to claim its own space without bulldozing everything else. Utility is also your friend here. Check mono compatibility. A wide Hoover can sound exciting in stereo, but if it smears the center or disappears in mono, it's not really doing the job. Often the best approach is to keep the core of a sound narrower and let only the higher harmonics spread a little. That gives you club focus without losing size. Here's a very useful advanced move. Automate in contrasting layers. One automation lane for tone, one for width, one for space or distortion. That way the movement stays readable. If everything changes at once, the result can feel messy instead of intentional. But if each lane has a role, the sound becomes much more cinematic. Now let's talk arrangement. In Deep Jungle, the Hoover should behave like a narrative device. It's not just here's the stab, it's here's the moment. So you might start with a filtered ghost of the sound in the intro, barely present. Then in the pre-drop, open it up and make it more rhythmic. In the first drop, keep it sparse and let it answer the break. Then halfway through, switch it to a wider, dirtier version. In the breakdown, let it breathe with more reverb and maybe a delay throw. And in the second drop, tighten it back up so it hits harder and leaves more room for the drums. That contrast is everything. If every section is equally intense, nothing feels intense. Dark DNB lives on restraint and release. Sometimes muting the Hoover for half a phrase creates more pressure than adding another note. Silence is part of the arrangement. Speaking of space, be careful with reverb and delay. You absolutely can use them, but use them like a precision tool. A bit of hybrid reverb or a filtered delay on selected hits can sound amazing. Just don't leave it on all the time, because then you'll blur the groove. In Jungle, too much constant ambience can weaken the impact of the break. Short, intentional throws are much more effective. Once the automation feels good, resampling is where things get really fun. Print the Hoover to audio. This gives you total control over the exact tail, the exact transition, the exact timing. Then you can chop the tail before a snare, reverse a hit into a fill, duplicate one stab and process it differently, or create little micro gaps for extra tension. That's one of the best advanced workflows for this style, because it turns your synth part into editable arrangement material. You can even load the resampled audio into Sampler and play it like a custom stab instrument. That way one section can use the clean synth version, while another section uses a gritty, resampled version with a different tail. That kind of variation makes the track feel composed rather than looped. Let's put the whole thing into a simple mental structure. Intro, keep the Hoover filtered, narrow, and barely there. More atmosphere than lead. Pre-drop, open the filter, let the sound become more rhythmic, and start answering the break. Drop 1. Sparse call and response with the drums and bass. Mid-drop variation, widen it, dirty it up. Maybe shift the tone a little more aggressively. Breakdown. Longer tails, more space. Maybe a delay throw or a more haunting reverb. Drop 2, strip it back a little, make it punchier, and let the stabs hit with more authority. That progression is powerful because it makes the Hoover feel like it's evolving with the arrangement. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't let the Hoover own the low mids. High pass it and clean up any muddy buildup. Second, don't overwiden it. Keep the core solid. Third, don't drown it in reverb all the time. Fourth, don't use a pad envelope. This needs to stab, not smear. Fifth, always listen to how it interacts with the breakbeat. The relationship with the drums is the whole point. If you want extra weight, try a parallel dirt layer. Duplicate the sound, distort the copy more heavily, high pass it, and blend it quietly underneath. That keeps the main hit punchy while adding menace. You can also introduce tiny imperfections, like a bit of detune drift or subtle pitch modulation, if the sound feels too clean. In a grimy jungle context, a little instability helps a lot. Here's a great practical exercise. Build a 4-bar Hoover phrase with only 2-4 notes. Place the notes around the break so they answer the snare gaps. Automate the filter cutoff over the 4 bars. Automate width on the final bar. Add a little more drive to the last 1 or 2 hits. Then render it, chop one tail, and make a reverse pickup into the next phrase. After that, listen with the full drums and sub, and decide whether the sound needs to be tighter, wider, darker, or more distorted. That's the real lesson here. The Hoover stab is not just a sound. It's a structural tool. When you automate it with intention, keep it out of the sub, and let it speak in dialogue with the break, it becomes a deep jungle atmosphere weapon. It can mark transitions, build tension, and give your arrangement that haunted, rave-soaked edge that hits so hard in darker drum and bass. So remember the big principles. Stay out of the low end. Use automation to create movement. Place the stab in conversation with the drums. Resample when you want tighter control. And keep contrast between sections so the track breathes. That's how you turn a Hoover from a retro riff into a serious deep jungle arrangement tool.